Good evening. I'm Tom Morello. They are four of the most recognizable faces on the planet and one of the most iconic and badass bands of all time. Tonight is the night that Kiss enters the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Growing up, Kiss was my favorite band, and it was not always easy being a Kiss fan. Just as Kiss were relentlessly persecuted by critics, their fans were relentlessly persecuted by the self-appointed arbiters of taste in middle schools and high schools across America. Arguments and even fistfights were not uncommon. I recall as a 15-year-old telling one bully, "You can kiss my Kiss-loving ass," because Kiss was never a critics' band, Kiss was a people's band. And so, I waited in a long line on a bitter cold Chicago morning to buy a ticket for my first concert, a Kiss concert. I was especially thrilled because imprinted on the ticket were words that hinted that it was going to be a special event. The ticket said, "A partial view of Kiss." I was certain this meant the band were going to reveal some new secret corner of their artistic souls. In reality, it meant that my seat was behind a pole. Still, that concert was the most exciting, cathartic, loudest, and most thrilling 2 hours of live music I've seen to this day. And while there is often debate about who should and shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think the criteria are actually quite simple. Impact, influence, and awesomeness. And Kiss have all three in spades. Impact. Kiss have sold over 100 million albums worldwide. They have 28 gold albums in the United States alone. That's more than any other American rock band in history. Their theatrics were indisputably groundbreaking, but it was Kiss's music that had an impact on me. All four guys wrote great songs. All four guys were great lead singers. They practically invented the live album with Kiss Alive. Then came Destroyer, Rock and Roll Over, Love Gun, Alive 2, Dynasty, all exploding with killer riffs, anthemic choruses, and screaming solos that for 40 years have been filling arenas and stadiums around the world. Influence, simply put, Kiss is the band that made me and millions of others love rock and roll. Their influence is everywhere, from Metallica to Lady Gaga. Kiss have inspired thousands of artists of diverse genres, some of whom may be on a Hall of Fame trajectory themselves. They've been a formative influence on members of Tool, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Slipknot, Garth Brooks, Pantera, Foo Fighters, Motley Crue, Lenny Kravitz, White Zombie, Soundgarden, Nine Inch Nails, and Rage Against the Machine, to name just a few. Okay. Impact, check. Influence, check. And the final criteria? Awesomeness. There's a simple test for that. What if you had never seen or heard Kiss before? What if you had never heard a note of their music, never viewed a YouTube clip, never seen a reality show featuring any of the members? And what if you wandered into a divey club in your hometown and saw Kiss in all their glory thrashing the place to the ground? One guy belching fire and spraying blood past his gargantuan tongue, a drum riser bursting through the roof, a guitar player so incredible his axe billowed smoke and shot rockets, a frontman flying back and forth across the joint like a superhero Tarzan, all of them in frightening horror movie, comic book superstar, sexifying kabuki makeup, all of them in black and silver warrior bondage gear and 7-inch platform heels, the place blowing up with explosions, screeching with sirens, raining confetti, all to the pounding soundtrack of bare-knuckle, badass, heavy-duty, liberating rock and roll. What would you say if you saw that? You'd say, "That band's fucking awesome and deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame." That's what you'd say. Tonight, we honor the fearsome foursome. The four original founding members of Kiss. The demon, Gene Simmons. He's the god of thunder. He's Dr. Love. He's Beatles-like bass on the bottom and a bat lizard Bela Lugosi on the top. The star child, Paul Stanley. The heartthrob ringmaster of Kiss's Psycho Circus. His vision, talent, and dedication over four decades have made Kiss the band it is today. The spaceman, Ace Frehley. My first guitar hero. He designed the band's iconic logo and blazed unforgettable, timeless licks across their greatest records. And the cat, Peter Criss. Jungle rhythms, jazz fills, and the writer and singer of the band's biggest hit, the world's first power ballad, Beth. Tonight proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that the high school bullies and the critics were mistaken. We Kiss fans were right, so let's celebrate. I misspoke earlier when I said that tonight Kiss enters the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's almost right, because tonight it's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tonight, it's the Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day Hall of Fame. And so, without further ado, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley, Peter Criss, you wanted the best and you got the best. The hottest band in the world, Kiss.
Just lost you, rock and roll. Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Okay, so yesterday was Easter, and in the South here, we had some wicked storms blowing through. So I did not want to have all my equipment hooked up while lightning and all the other kinds of shit was blowing through. And I was just preparing for what the news was telling me was going to be really freaking awful weather. And it was. However, where I was, it wasn't nearly as bad. We were lucky. So that's why we didn't get a show with the other guys. However, I was laying in bed last night and I was thinking, I really want to do something. What are we going to do? It's the 6-year anniversary of Kiss being put in the Hall of Fame. And I needed to hear that speech from Tom Morello. Tom Morello gave the most perfect speech. I used to think that it needed to be this person or that person or this person or that person. I never thought about Tom Morello. However, I'm so glad he gave that speech. I started thinking about this band that you're listening to me talk about right now and the influence on my life that they have had since I was a little kid, since I was just a little boy. I've seen them in concert so many times, they've totally made my imagination go wild with what I thought about them, especially back before we saw them without makeup. You know what I'm talking about. The magazines and the cards and the concerts and the movie and everything about them, which is awesome. Everything about them is awesome. I owe most of my life and things that I love and people that I've met and my best friends to Kiss. It's amazing when I sit back and think about it. I can sit back and think about the fact that I had a best friend in high school named Doug that was a huge Kiss fan, and we're still friends to this day. We went on the first Kiss cruise together, the second Kiss cruise together. We've been on a number of Kiss cruises together. I've met people and done things with them all because of Kiss. besides Doug, my friend Bob, my friend Bruce, Lonnie, Kevin Williams from In Obscuria podcast. He just started that podcast recently. You should go check it out. We've all been on Kiss cruises together. We've all roomed together, all because of Kiss. I think about the friends that I've made. So many of you guys out there that I've met either at concerts. I met in Las Vegas when we did it. Man, I did a podcast from the Kiss mini golf. What the hell? At the casino, I never in a million years. What? Huh? Wow. This is amazing. My life, as far as experiences go, have been so amazing. I got to play guitar on stage with Bruce Kulick and two of my other very close friends. And we played rock and roll all night in front of my family and my son and friends. Who gets this kind of an opportunity? I mean, it's so rare. The people that I've met, besides Jody, who's become a brother to me, and Sonny, who's a brother to me, and my other brothers like D-Rock, Andrew Kiss, his real name is Kiss. What the hell? What? Andrew Kiss, amazing. Brent, who started, I mean, how I met Brent. He just messaged me one day and was like, "This, I'd love to be part of the show." And we made him part of the show, and he took over the live show that we were doing on Wednesdays, and he made it amazing with Sonny and D-Rock. It's truly awesome. And Tom Morello giving that speech gave me chills. It started making me think, man, because of this band, and I think you guys have the same experiences, the same things I have. Being bullied when you were a kid because you loved Kiss. Later on in life, you always defended them. And later on in life, you still hear. And I am almost 50 years old, and I still get to see Kiss in concert. And I still get to listen to their music. And I still get to collect their crap that they put out. And I love every bit of it. But the friends that I've made doing this, truly amazing. Matt Porter from the Kiss Room is one of the greatest people I have ever met in my entire life. He is over the top friendly, does not have to be that friendly. He is sweet beyond all human beings. I've been on his show twice, multiple times, but two times I flew to Philadelphia to see Matt and be on his show. That's how amazing he is. Ken Mills, the Podfather from the Podkist and about 80 different other shows. That's not the point. Ken Mills is so passionate about Kiss and podcasting, and he helped me at the beginning get everything together. Julian Gill from FAQ, Lee McCormick from Tramps Like Us, Chris and Aaron from A Decibel Geek. Truly amazing people. Mike Williams from Kiss Talk and Classic Rock Drops. Mike called me up one day and said, "Hey, I know we really don't know each other that well. I met you on the Kiss cruise. I have an extra ticket to see Peter, Chris in New York. Are you going?" I said, "There's no way I'm going. I am not wealthy." And he said, "If you could get up there, you got a ticket." I flew to New York, met up with Mike at the airport, and we went and sat and watched Peter Criss do his last show in New York. And I was in New York City. By the way, a place that I have grown to love and that I went to when I was a kid, and I, you know, never as an adult, and when I've been going as an adult, it's been amazing. Mike Williams is awesome. Stephen Michaels from Growing Up Rock, the other show that Sonny does, he's amazing. Him and his wife, they're sweet and loving all the time. I am so lucky to have met these people. The Potter Than Hell guys, I could run into them anywhere, and it's like I've been with them every day of my life, and they're that awesome, and they're that inclusive, and I love those guys. You should listen to their show. The Ages of Rock Guys, I met them just a few years ago in Tennessee at the Rockin' Pod, and we have remained friends. We have hung out together. Alan and I were on the Kiss Cruise last year. We hung out a ton. I love them. I'm going to meet the guys from the Shout It Out Loudcast on the Kiss Cruise. I've already got messages from them going, hey, we're going to be on the cruise. We got to hang out. And hell yeah, we're going to break bread and we're going to do podcasts and we're going to see Kiss together and we're going to sing at the top of our lungs and we're going to have a great time, all because we have this link, which is Kiss. I'm saying it again. I am so grateful for what I have gotten from just being a fan of the band back in the 70s, the early 70s. I cannot believe that I walked across the street. My friend Chuck showed me the Dolls, showed me Love Gun, and that's where it began. It took off from there. I've done a podcast for almost 7 years now. June or July will be 7 years. I mean, I can't believe it. I cannot believe that I'm still doing this. Some of you guys out there might be like, oh, I can't believe he's still doing this too. That's not the point. I'm remembering why I do this, and that's because I love Kiss. I remember getting Kiss Fever magazine, and I've said this on the show a couple of times, and opening it up, and the magazine said, tricks on how to meet the band. And I read them, and there was no freaking way I was going to be able to do any of this. Here I am. I'm almost 50 years old. In October, I'll be 50. I've met every original and living member of the band now. I have had conversations with every one of them. I've had Bruce Kulick and Eric Singer on this show. It was, I remember when the first time I interviewed both of them with Jody, I put my hands in the air like, I cannot believe that I am doing this. Last year at the Indie Kiss Expo, Sonny and I were able to interview on stage in front of the Kiss Army, Bruce Kulick and Tommy Thayer. Huh? This is amazing. I do this show out of my basement most of the times in a teeny town in Georgia. I cannot believe that I am so lucky that this has all happened to me. Cannot believe it. I'm sitting here talking to you guys, and all these things are rushing through of things that I've gotten to do because I was a fan of the band. And I cannot leave out Karen. My girlfriend is the most supportive human being I have ever met in my entire life. She's not a we'll see type of person. She's like, let's go. Let's do it. I went to her and I said, I would love to take a vacation in New York. I'd like to see some of the places that were made famous because of Kiss. She said, me too. And she wasn't even a fan of the band. And she got me tickets, and we got on a plane, and we flew out to Philadelphia, and we went and we met Matt Porter at the college, and we did his show, and then we went to a freaking carnival afterwards. What? Well, it was the weirdest experience of my life and amazing at the same time. I met his daughter. I met his wife. I won his daughter a goldfish. It died. Matt had to buy another one to replace it. Ha ha. I cost Matt money. Karen has always been a let's do it, let's live life type of person. And let me tell you, that is as much the Kiss inspiration and the Kiss philosophy as any member of the Kiss Army I've ever met. She didn't even realize that she was a member of the Kiss Army, and she totally is right now. She sings Kiss songs in the car. She'll watch videos with me. She'll ask me what's going on. She'll say, did you hear about this happening in the news? It's amazing to me. Christian Ingram. Most of you guys, actually, I don't believe any of you guys are going to know who Christian Ingram is. Christian Ingram is a kid that I met standing in line waiting to meet the Green Power Ranger, Tommy. Karen and I were standing there. We had just met Gene Simmons. We had seen Kiss the night before in Virginia. Christian Ingram and his friend were standing in front of us talking about the Power Rangers, and that's all they were doing, talking about the Power Rangers, and it was constant and constant and constant, and I was listening to them, and I started asking them questions, and that's when I said it. Hey, you know what? You guys should have a podcast. That Power Ranger guy, that's what it's called, and he has a podcast, Christian, now. Christian's life is totally impacted because of Kiss. In a roundabout way, it's totally and completely true. If I didn't love Kiss that much, I wouldn't have been there to meet Gene Simmons. I wouldn't have been standing there in line to meet the Green Ranger because he just happened to be there and my son loves the Power Rangers. He was standing in front of me. I told him he's been doing a podcast now for about 3 years. And it's on YouTube, and he has lots of listeners. He's interviewed Power Rangers. He interviewed Power Rangers before I interviewed members of Kiss. It's amazing. How many of you guys out there, listeners, that I have met, and there's no way I could name all of you. No way. I have sat down and had conversations or had you on my show with you, with your kids, on the cruise or Las Vegas. You guys all, so many of you came and played putt-putt that day, and mini golf was so much fun, and that place was amazing. And then you came over and you sat down and you had a conversation with us on the air about how much you loved the band. I lost a bet that day. I had to sing Anything for My Baby live on the internet, one of the most hated Kiss songs by yours truly. Don't write me letters. I just can't stand that song. I don't know why. I stood in Las Vegas with so many of my friends and watched Kiss live. A man walked up to me and handed me a ticket for the fifth row at that show. Pure Kiss luck. So amazing that this has all happened. We love talking about Kiss. We love this band. And listening to Tom Morello, I had to be reminded why they are so amazing. They are the greatest rock and roll band of all time. Because only the greatest rock and roll band of all time could make me feel this way and give me and create opportunities just because I like them. That's the greatest thing of all time. My friend Chuck showed me that band and boom. It might have taken a little while for me to break the atmosphere, but I did. And I got into outer space and I have done so much. I really, really want to thank you guys out there for listening. It is a joy to get together with Sonny and Jody every week and just bullshit about this band. And Kiss is just the excuse for us to hang out. And we put it out there so you guys could hear what we bullshitted about Kiss about. The topic is really not that important. It's the fact that we all feel the same way about the band. Some of us are a little more critical. and some of us are more fanboys. I'm probably more of a fanboy. But Jody and Sonny and Andrew Kiss and D-Rock and Brent, they have all kept me grounded. Now, I just named the guys that are still doing podcasts. There's guys out there that I've met that have been and were awesome that have just stopped doing podcasts. There are people out there that are starting them up right now. Go out there and find them. Listen to them. Don't forget about Podcast Rock City. But listen to these shows. They have the passion and the love the same way you do and the same way I do. That's really all I had to say today. I do want, I want to thank you guys. It's been so amazing. Karen, I know you're listening. You listen to every week just to learn about this band. But you listen to hear your friends talk about this band that you're learning about. I love you so much. You are the most amazing woman I have ever met in my entire life. You have afforded me opportunities that I would have never had, and I thank you, and I do not take a single one of them for granted or you for granted, and I want to make sure you know that and everybody knows that. Man, let me tell you something else. It is amazing to me how many of you guys walk up to me on the Kiss Cruise and go, "Where's Karen?" This past year, somebody walked up to me. I'm not going to say his name because it'll just give him a little bit of joy. And he goes, "Where's Karen?" And I go, "She's not here." Oh, man. I really wanted to meet Karen. What the hell? Watching Ace Frehley a couple of years ago, a guy walked by me, looked at me, and he goes, it was loud. I could barely hear him. He said, "Hey, Joe." And I said, "Yeah." And he shook my hand, and then he started to walk away, and he looked at me, and he goes, "Is that Karen?" I said, "Yeah." And he just hugged Karen. He didn't hug me. He hugged Karen. And I think it's because he understood how much she means to me. That's all I got. Once again, thank you guys. I keep saying it, but I mean it. I mean it. It is amazing how much you guys all mean to me. If I'm standing on the Kiss Cruise or if I'm at a concert and you say, "Hi, I'm a listener," I want to meet you. I want to know your name. I want to know where you're from. I want a picture because you are part of my family. And everybody goes, "The Kiss family." No, my family. Now, before I go, there is a little bit of Kiss news. I want to get to that. So let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
I hope I didn't leave anybody out. You know, there are certain people out there like Joe Ciambelli. And, I mean, there's so many of you guys out there. Joey Quesada. Keith LaRue, I don't have to mention you guys. You all know I love you. But I just wanted to make sure that you guys out there all know how much I appreciate you. And I do. Kiss put out a t-shirt, a coronavirus t-shirt. I don't want to say it that way because it sounds terrible. But the t-shirt is to raise money for the Global Relief for Live Music Cruise. And basically it's got them on the front, and then on the back it's got, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it just says stay at home. Go to kissonline.com and order the shirt. I think it's like $30 or $40, but order the shirt because the money is going to a good cause, and it's a cool shirt, man. It's a non-tour shirt for, I guess, it's a stay-at-home Kiss shirt. I don't know. That's really strange to me, but I'm going to order one as soon as I can get some money. Kiss in the Hall of Fame, I already talked about that, but it is 6 years ago that Kiss got put into the Hall of Fame, and really, it wasn't because those people in the Hall of Fame that put them in there. We put them in there. We did it. The Kiss Army and the Kiss Navy now. It's my whole life, the Kiss Army, and then now there's a Kiss Navy. There's a Marines coming soon or something. I don't know. I hope that everybody is doing well. I hope that everybody is staying safe. I pray that nobody is sick. I pray that everybody is fine from these terrible storms that we had last night. I mean, I was texting friends in the middle of the night going, are you okay? What's happening? And all over the South. Podcast Rock City 1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Tell me your story. I'd love to hear it. I would love to hear your story. How you became a Kiss fan. What was your first record? How old were you when you saw them? How old were you when you got your first record? What was it like seeing them for the first time? These kind of things I love to hear about. Tell me. It would be great to hear them. Next week, we'll have another podcast, Rock City episode, whether you like it or not. And we're going to hang out and we're going to talk about our favorite band, Kiss. And you know what I'm going to say. We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love. Most of them anyway. Right after this, in 3, 2, 1, peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes, all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.